I'm ready.
Oh, okay. Are you going to say hello with me or no?
Yeah, how do I do it?
Just say,
hi.
Hello.
Hello. Okay.
Well, oh, you want me to do it?
No, yep.
Okay.
Hello.
And welcome.
To?
Cool Society. That's my fiance Montana.
And that's my fiance Sarah.
We are grateful to be recording on the unceded stolen territories of the Songhees and Esquimalt First Nations and the Lekwungen and Wasanich peoples whose historical relations with the land continue to this day. As uninvited guests on this land, we're committed to disrupting racism and colonial violence within ourselves, our families, and our communities. By listening to this podcast, you've officially been inducted into the Ghoul Society.
I'm excited to be back.
Everybody give a round of applause for Montana.
The realist.
Oh.
When did you get that?
Oh, we've always had the... Oh, I guess I could do a laugh track.
All right, they don't need to be laughing.
Yeah, they need to be laughing because you don't believe in ghosts.
It's up for debate. It's just leaning heavily to one side of it, you know? But I'm sure...
You don't debate. You just say they don't exist. That's not a debate.
I suppose. Well, I just ask questions and then the believers get frustrated when they don't have answers.
Okay. Well, anyway, if you guys hear gurgling in the back, that's the water fountain for our cats because we're recording in our apartment instead of at Jamie's because obviously Jamie's not here.
No.
She went on a little trip and so we thought we'd have Montana on.
The substitute.
Yeah.
The go-to substitute.
The go-to sub to help. Tell me that ghosts aren't real.
Exactly.
So what's going on, Montana?
Not much. Really excited for the story. I have no idea what the story is, what it is about. I don't even know if it is ghosts. I'm excited to hear it. I've been on two times prior, and I've had fun both times. It's been fun. I'm very excited for this story. What would you give this story out of 10?
Five.
Like a five?
I don't know. I've been really bad at doing stories lately.
You think?
I've lost my sparkle.
You've lost your sparkle?
Yeah, that's what it feels like. Listen, guys, this is what happens. I go to work. We get up. Montana gets up before me. We get up. Mm-hmm. We get ready. I go to work.
Yeah.
Montana also works.
I do.
But Montana also sometimes doesn't need to go in. Anyway, we work. I come home for lunch. Then I go back to work.
Mm-hmm.
And then I come home. And what do we do? Watch YouTube all night.
Mm-hmm. I'll cook dinner.
Montana usually cooks dinner. And there's nothing wrong with that, but... I don't know. Listen, guys, my story's only like 5.5 pages, and I worked on it for multiple days.
Mm-hmm. I was there to witness it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it would be a bigger story than what is on my computer.
Did you hear? I just saw this online. Little side note, that a murderer who committed a double homicide in Ontario just got a day parole. For Vancouver Island.
Who?
Peter John Peters, I believe.
I look it up.
He also has charges for kidnapping, sexual assault, murder.
What happened last year?
No, pretty sure.
60-day prison absence without escort?
No. He...
I'm not seeing any new recent story.
Let's see. One second.
Oh, January 14th. I found it. Convicted double murder against day parole.
Yeah.
Oh, he changed his name. I don't think that murderers should be able to change their names.
I know. I also saw that.
I feel like even if you've been reformed.
Yeah.
Okay, also he killed two people. Oh, he stabbed a woman to death. Oh, no, he killed a man too. Okay. Oh my God.
He strangled and stabbed.
Kidnapping, attempted murder, and more.
Mm-hmm.
And he escaped prison in 2007?
Yeah. So he changed his name to John Cody. Received permission from the Parole Board of Canada to leave his halfway house during the day for a total of 6 months. In 1990, he stabbed a woman to death in London, in a London, Ontario apartment. Fatally beat a man with a metal pipe. And then continued on his crime spree. Sexual assault, kidnapping, attempted murder, more.
Why did they send them here? He's not the only one.
Really?
Yeah.
They just like...
Well, one of the... A case that I covered a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Which one was it? Oh, when I covered the murder of Pamela Jean George, one of the men who killed her lives in Sydney. Oh. And he's committed other crimes here on the island.
Man.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And he had got day parole in Vancouver and then he ended up moving here.
What?
Yeah.
So the Peters, John Peters, or John Cody, some of his crimes... Now, take this with a grain of salt, because this is coming from a Reddit post.
Well, maybe we'll cover him in a story.
Okay. Can I say his crimes and you can edit them out if you...
No, you can say them.
Some of his crimes. Charlene Britton, a victim, 25, strangled and stabbed to death. Her naked body found with a plastic garbage bag over her head. Stuffed inside a locker locked storage room in Peter's London basement apartment. The computer programmer had met Peter's by chance on the train from Sarnia a month later, they had gone out on one dinner date. Albert Phillip, a 63-year-old janitor, he and Peter's were strangers to each other, bludgeoned with a metal pipe in the underground parking lot of a downtown Toronto apartment building. We also have Sandy Bellows, a 28-year-old telephone company employee, was abducted outside of Credit Union Street, Catherine's. She was forced to drive Peters, the station wagon he had stolen from Philip, 100 kilometers. A little crazy.
Oh my
we also
God.
Don't know what he looks like present day, apparently.
In this photo, he looks like Ian Somerhalder from The Vampire Diaries.
He does. But yeah, that was probably around 1990, would be my guess.
Mm-hmm.
So we do not know what he really looks like anymore.
I'm scared!
Yeah, and they don't even specify where in Vancouver Island either.
I feel like that's the one really big problem that I have with one of the many problems that I have with our judicial system is that we can't look at offender lists like they can in the U.S.
Yeah, offender lists don't really exist here. Yeah. Well, they do. They're just not public.
Yeah, knowledge. Like, I kind of understand it, but also, no, I don't.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like your community should...
Be aware.
Be aware that this person is being released, on day parole or whatever.
Yeah, you'd think.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Because, I don't know.
All right. Okay. Sorry. Way to start this podcast off on a really positive note.
That was way better. That was more interesting than my whole story.
No, I'm excited for your story. Stop downplaying your story.
It's not that great.
Stop.
Also, the reason why it's not that great is because it was on one of my TikToks and you didn't vote for it. And neither did Emma.
That's okay. You got to get them out there.
It was my, which place should I cover? And yeah. You guys both picked a different place, but neither of you picked this one.
That's fine. I mean, eventually, you just need to get through all three of them, no matter what, you know?
Okay. Well, my story takes place in downtown Vancouver.
Okay.
On the traditional territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh nations.
Okay.
Opening on August 1st, 1914, Vancouver's waterfront station was and continues to be a major public transportation facility.
Mm.
It sits on West Cordova Street in the bustling downtown area and is within walking distance of the historical Gastown District,
okay.
Canada Place, and the Vancouver Convention Center, making it the city's main transit terminal. The station was built by the CPR, or the Canadian Pacific Railway, and was the Pacific terminal for the company's transcontinental passenger trains that went to Montreal, Quebec, and Toronto. The station was originally, well, I guess it still looks the same.
Yeah.
But it was designed in a neoclassical architectural style with a red brick facade and smooth white columns, which are reflected on the inside as well. The main hall of Waterfront Station features two large clocks, one on the east end and one on the west end, and have provided travelers with the time for over 100 years. If you've been to downtown Vancouver and taken transit, it's likely that you've been to Waterfront Station. It's quite a grand heritage building and was built during a time when traveling by train was the way to travel, and you did it with class, unlike today. When it was first built, Waterfront Station had restaurants and even a dance hall on the western side, and the eastern side had lodging for travelers. Today, a restaurant is home to the east wing of the station, and the upper floors are used for storage or offices.
Okay, okay. And this story is taking place in 1914?
No, I'm just telling you about the station.
Oh, I see. Okay, okay.
This station is the story.
The station is the story. Got it.
Yeah. During World War II, Waterfront Station was used as a temporary hospital for wounded soldiers who were able to return to Canada. And as we fast forward into the mid-1970s, the station was set to be converted into a mixed commuting facility, which is what it is kind of today. This conversion from a railway station into what's called an intermodal transit facility was within a proposal to relocate the terminals of the Canadian National Railways, Supercontinental, and Amtrak's Pacific International Intercity train services to Waterfront Station from False Creek.
Okay.
And a bus terminal was set to be across the street from the station, which would replace the one at Larwell Park, which used to be a bus depot for major coach lines. So in the 70s, they were like, hey, let's just change everything.
Right. Yeah.
Because
it used to be a railway station. Mm-hmm. And then they wanted to make it like a everything.
Yeah, pretty right. much. It was like the main train station for the train that goes across the country.
Right.
For travel. And then they were like, oh, but we need to make it an intercity
right.
transit facility.
Yeah.
Yeah. The conversion of the station into an intermodal transit facility was further exacerbated in 1977 when the C bus began operating, which connects Vancouver to North Vancouver and is a passenger ferry.
Okay.
Instead of having to like drive
over
the bridge.
You can just get a passenger ferry.
You could just ferry across.
Right.
And you can still take the C bus. It's still a thing.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. This ferry from Vancouver to North Vancouver stopped at a floating pier, which was originally connected to Waterfront Station by a walkway that went over the CPR rail the tracks. Yeah. Kind of like at the airport when they have those things that you walk. 1 year later, in 1978, once Via Rail took over passenger operations of CPR and CNR, they realized that they only really wanted one passenger train station in Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
So in 1979, Via Rail combined the train operations of the CNR station with the CPR station because it would cost less to add more rail services. to right. the CNR station, which was by the water.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yep.
So then Waterfront Station stopped becoming a train station.
Yeah. No more train.
No more train. No more passenger train.
No more train. And then...
And then?
And then, well, I just remembered this is in Vancouver.
Yeah.
But we have no more train either. No more train.
No. They should never have gotten rid of our...
No more train.
It makes... Or are you talking yeah. about the train? Or are you talking about the... what is it called?
I don't know.
The...
Oh. It's just so weird that we have so many train tracks on Vancouver Island and there's not a single train. All train tracks on Vancouver Island.
All the trains went away.
They've not been in use for so long.
Yeah.
We have the infrastructure. Now, granted, they'd probably need to redo almost all of it.
Well, the bigger part of that now is that they do, like, people... do want a passenger train
mm-hmm.
that goes up, like, from the south to the north.
Yeah.
But it's on traditional Indigenous territories.
Mm.
And the Indigenous nations don't really want a train on their land.
Yeah.
Because now...
Can we skirt around it?
No.
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 Can't skirt around
it? Can't skirt around it. You can't skirt around... Hello?
Just go around.
Onto what land?
Nanaimo?
The ocean? Like,
all... Oh, is it... It go. It's... So, like, it's, like, just island to island kind of thing.
Well, honey, all... The island is all Indigenous land.
No, yes, yes. I recognize that.
So you can't skirt around it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Back to
the... I was talking about the down... You know downtown, when you see old pictures of downtown Victoria, and they had those...
Trams.
Mm-hmm. We should have never gotten rid of trams.
Trams are pretty cool.
That was stupid.
Yeah.
I would love to take a tram.
Trams are hard, though. You can't, like, people are driving bad now. Imagine if they had...
But, like...
Like, just trams.
But Vancouver has trams.
Yeah, but they don't have, like, as bad of drivers as we do here. This is
the, are you new?
This is the worst city I've ever had in terms of driving.
I feel like the driving overall in Victoria and Vancouver is very comparable and everybody sucks.
No, they're comparable, but the problem is
they're way more aggressive in Vancouver than here. No, I know. Here.
Yeah, and that's what makes it work because everyone's aggressive. And so if everyone's aggressive, it kind of just works out. But here you have like people who are uber aggressive.
And then people who are driving 20 yeah, kilometers an hour.
20 kilometers in a 50.
Yeah.
And none of it mixes well. You can't predict people's reactions.
Okay, but that's also because they have like a 50 into a 30 zone.
Yeah, like, no, I'm not saying stupid. The infrastructure isn't perfect or is perfect.
That's why we need trams so that there's less fucking cars.
There'd be more car accidents.
It's also for because sure. our transit system is ass.
Mm-hmm.
So if we had trams in addition? Yeah, to the buses, I think it would be better.
Yeah, I just don't
Imagine
know.
Imagine just taking a tram downtown, though.
It'd be cool.
Pretty cool.
I'd feel like I'm in San Francisco.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that one of the only reasons yeah. you want it?
Yes. I think it's cool.
Victoria's the new San Francisco.
Yeah, with less hills.
Yeah. And more rain.
It rains in San Francisco, doesn't it?
Yep. It does rain in San Francisco. Probably not as much as here, because we're in a rainforest.
It rains a lot there, though. For California.
Does it?
I think so.
I don't know the weather of San Francisco like that. But I just know that... I just know that Victoria rains quite a bit. It's, like, known yeah. for its rain. And I think San Francisco... is known for its trams.
We should go to San Francisco when we can travel to the U.S.
Yeah, I don't want to.
That's a future us. That's a future plan. I think it would be fun.
Uh-huh. I remember we were planning on going to California to see the haunted house.
The Winchester Mansion.
Yeah, Winchester Mansion, but we had to postpone. Got to postpone that now. Put a pin in that. Okay. Back to the story.
Okay.
This is turning into Architecture's Digest.
It really is, and that's why the story kind of sucks. Because...
I love some good architecture. I'll talk about it.
Okay. Well, now that we have the base of the station and its roots in Vancouver,
yeah,
let's discuss the development of Waterfront Station into what it is today.
Okay.
Through the... through the early 1980s, the CPR passenger platform and many of the tracks were torn up to make room for the SkyTrain's Expo line, which is, if you didn't know, the SkyTrain's original line.
Where did it go to?
The Expo line?
Yeah.
It goes. Do you want me to show you a map of the SkyTrain lines?
Sure.
Okay. Dun, 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 dun. So the Expo line goes Surrey, Burnaby, New West, and Vancouver.
Okay.
So that's why it was like the original, because it brought all of the areas together.
Yeah, the municipalities except, together.
Well, not Richmond, apparently.
Yeah, no one cares about Richmond.
This is essentially...
Right.
The SkyTrain map.
Yeah.
Yeah.
SkyTrain's pretty cool.
SkyTrain's so fun.
Yeah.
I love the SkyTrain. And so because they tore up the CPR railway tracks to make room and add the SkyTrain tracks, that took about 5 years.
Right.
Or so. The Expo line opened in 1985.
Okay.
In Waterfront Station.
Okay.
So now we are connected from downtown to a bunch of other cities.
Right.
Which is great. In the early 1990s, a private ferry company called Royal Sea Link Express ran passenger ferries from a dock on the west side of the Sea Bus Terminal, which is right by Waterfront Station, remember? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
To Victoria and Nanaimo. Although this ferry would eventually shut down, this would happen again in 2003 with another company. And that just goes to show that we are cursed to have a ferry from Vancouver to Victoria, because they took that ferry away not too long ago. And also, some people don't know that. At my old job, one time, I was saying how... Maybe it was when I was going to Vancouver for Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
And my coworkers were like... Someone was like, "Oh, just take the ferry downtown." It's like, there's no ferry downtown.
What?
They're like, "Yeah, there is." I was like, "Yeah, that goes to Seattle." They're like, "No, the one that goes to Vancouver." I was like, "Bro, that hasn't existed for a long ass time."
And first off, if there was a train or if there was a ferry that left in Victoria and went to Vancouver, why wouldn't every single person just take that all the time?
Yeah, I know, right? Well, it was a passenger ferry.
Even still.
Yeah. Well, now, like, Nanaimo has Hello, that ferry company.
Mm-hmm.
Why? We need that.
Yeah, I hate BC ferries.
Yeah. And, like, if we had a ferry that went from downtown Victoria to downtown Vancouver, I would go to Vancouver more. I know you wouldn't.
No, I hate Vancouver.
Yeah, but, like, I'd go there for the day. With my friends.
Yeah, maybe.
And like, I don't know, try new restaurants.
Try new things.
Yeah. Or like...
Go to the big city.
Yeah. Or like, go to like the Aritzia warehouse sale.
Important things.
Yeah, because everything's really on sale.
Everything is really on sale.
But you have to wait in line for like 6 hours.
And then ferry for 4.
Yeah. So it's pretty crazy. Anyway... Back in 1995, new platforms were built at Waterfront Station where the original CPR ones were.
Mm-hmm.
And these were adjacent to the SkyTrain for the West Coast Express, which is a commuter train that connects Metro Vancouver to the Fraser Valley.
Okay.
Which I didn't know.
No.
There's a train that... Well, it makes sense because people commute from Fraser Valley to Vancouver for work.
Dude, that would suck so bad.
I know, right?
Yeah, that's horrible.
But yeah, so there's now, it's 1995. We've got the SkyTrain Expo line.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the other side of Waterfront Station, we've got the West Coast Express commuter train.
Right.
Mm-hmm. In 2002, the Millennium Line of the SkyTrain began sharing tracks with the Expo Line at Waterfront Station. It would do so until 2016,
okay.
when another branch of the Expo Line was created to replace the Millennium Line at Waterfront Station.
Okay.
And then in 2009, the Canada Line of the SkyTrain opened with different platforms that were already at the station.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the platforms they stopped using, and then now the Canada Line is using them.
Right.
Although these platforms require leaving the fare paid zone when transferring between lines.
Okay.
And I think that that was the first station to have this system, but Vancouver people, please correct me, because mm-hmm. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that kind of sucks when you have to leave the area where and then pay again.
Yeah.
That's annoying. Waterfront Station, fun fact, was okay. also the first SkyTrain station to receive the iconic T signage on its facade, which shows that it's a transit station. You know, it's a blue square and a white T.
Yeah.
It just means transit. And these signs were installed to help visitors of the 2010 Olympics find their way around the city. But now they're everywhere.
Yeah, they are. Mm-hmm. I didn't know they originated from the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
What a time when Canada had the Olympics. Do you remember those little mascots?
Yes.
There were like three of them. There was a Sasquatch. And then...
Was there an orca?
Probably.
2010.
And they all had names. They were a big hit.
Olympic mascots.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're so cute. Miga, Quachi, and Sumi.
Quachi has to be the Sasquatch, right?
Mm-hmm. Miga is a sea bear.
Of course.
Quachi is a Sasquatch, and Sumi is a guardian spirit.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That was in 2010?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then if we fast forward to 2018, TransLink, which is the Transport Authority of Vancouver, began accessibility upgrades at Waterfront's Canada Line platforms because they were originally only built with up escalators and no ramp or no elevator.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And they just fixed that in 2018?
Yeah. Yeah.
Dang.
And this was finished in 2019.
That's crazy it took them so... Is this a municipally owned, like, does the city own this station?
Waterfront Station? Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. It took some time to get a ramp.
Yeah, 7 years ago. Accessibility upgrade. 7 years ago.
Better late than ever, I suppose.
I guess. In the end of this history, Waterfront Station continues to provide multiple modes of transportation to millions of people and reportedly sees 50,000 people per day.
Oh my God.
The station even connects people to the Vancouver Harbor Flight Center and the company Helijet, which operates by the Seabus Terminal.
Hmm.
Yeah. You've never been in Waterfront Station. It's very beautiful.
No, I haven't.
It's very nice.
I'm sure it's a great station.
It's huge.
I've heard it has ramps now.
Yeah. Now, I think it goes without saying that Waterfront Station is haunted because it's old. It's 1914.
That's a great...
Am I wrong? You're going to sit is there every... and tell me that I'm wrong?
Is everything old haunted? Do you think?
Usually.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What about my grandma?
Your grandma's not even old.
She haunted, though?
No.
What about your grandpa? What about Opa? He haunted? Actually, probably.
Oh, but fast forward 60 seconds, please. He listens to this sometimes.
Does he?
Watch your mouth.
Hi, Opa. No, you're saying you're like everything old.
Like buildings.
Buildings. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Waterfront Station haunted.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I mean, like I said, it's old in Western world terms.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 1914.
Yeah.
Its walls have seen millions of people with different lives and different stories.
Mm-hmm.
And it must be haunted because it's considered one of the most haunted buildings in downtown Vancouver. So, come on.
Have there been reported deaths there?
We're going to get there.
Oh, all right. All right. Well, now I'm getting all tingly.
Yeah.
You served me up.
Security guards who work at the station have witnessed apparitions and poltergeist activity while on the job.
Like a bright light?
Why are you laughing?
No.
Montana hates all my hobbies.
No, I love all of your hobbies.
The other day, I went to get a lipstick, you guys, and when we were leaving, Montana was like, oh, finally, we're done with that.
No, that's not true. I didn't say that. That is what happened. No, I did not say that.
Oh, thank God, that's
over. No, I didn't. I said that was exhilarating.
In the most sarcastic tone you could ever say anything.
That won't hold up in court. I said, and I quote, that was exhilarating. She was showing me a bunch of different, and also not lipstick. All, no, okay,
it's a lip oil.
It was lip oil. Get it right.
But it's in a stick form. And it's called Slipstick. It's by Elf. So it's a lipstick. It's a lip oil stick.
Sarah was asking me a lot of questions about what color looked better.
Yeah, and then I didn't promise even end you, up liking the color on me.
I could not tell the difference on three of the four of them. But the vibe was better on the one that you chose.
Right. Okay.
Okay, so security guards have seen apparitions. And sorry, what else?
Poltergeist activity.
Poltergeists are the ones that like to fuck shit up, right? Just for the fun of it?
Like things are thrown around. The electricity is like...
The only reason I know what a poltergeist is from Peeves. The poltergeist.
Peeves. From Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. On one particular night, a security guard saw the apparition of a woman in a classic 1920s flapper dress. He witnessed as she danced alone in the corridor of the station on the western side, and he could even hear music floating through the air. But as soon as he approached her, the music ended and she vanished into thin air.
He ruined the party. There was a dance floor, you said.
Yeah.
Was it on and the west? Do you know where the dance floor was located on?
I think it was the western side. And he's not the only one to have heard... like 1920s jazz music playing at random times. Right. Like when no one's there.
That's pretty creepy.
Yeah. Another security guard received quite the fright when walking through the northwest corner of the building when he came across an old woman in an empty room.
I fucking hate that.
Yeah. Because some of the rooms are used as storage, but the security guards have to check all the rooms.
Sure.
To make sure people aren't, like,
yeah,
hiding in there and...
Doing bad things.
Sleeping in there, I guess.
Yeah.
You're not going to believe this part, but he recalled her as glowing white, and she had a very sad expression on her face. She reached a hand towards him, and that was enough for him to run out of the room absolutely terrified.
Why wouldn't I believe that? That's just a sickly pale woman.
Well, it kind of reminds me of in Scooby-Doo and the Snow Ghost, when the Snow Ghost turns Shaggy into a ghost with white paint, you know?
Yes.
And then he's like, oh, and then he falls into the water, and then Velma's like, Shaggy's been turned into a snow ghost.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. What I thought of when I heard that one.
What I thought of that was just like a very pale woman who's maybe like sick.
Right.
And then the guy got spooked. Because, I mean, if I would probably run away too if I was a lonely security guard. And I came across like an old woman.
Yeah.
Who is super pale. And like her back was turned to me or something. And then she turned around and like reached her hand out. Yeah. I'd probably be like, yeah, no, I'm all right. And then leave.
Like, see you later.
Yeah. Like I didn't get anything supernatural from that. But he said glowing white.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Like phosphorus.
Phosphorus. Damn. Right?
Doesn't that glow white? Or does it glow yellow?
I think it's yellow, but I'm not too sure. Oh,
well, same thing. I never did well in science. Actually, I did. I didn't do good in chemistry, so.
But I'm not too sure.
Right. On the east side of the station, on one of the upper floors, another security guard on night patrol was walking through a storage room when a few desks behind him slid along the floor without any sound. Not noticing at first, he made his round of the room, but when he turned to leave through the door, there were desks blocking the doorway. Too stunned and frightened to move them back, he leaped over them and left the room quickly.
Damn.
Yeah.
Now, this is all well and fun and good.
Mm-hmm.
There has to be security cameras catching this, right?
I don't know if there's security cameras in old storage rooms.
I mean, you'd think so.
It's a lot of security cameras. This building is big.
The security, and I mean, the city can afford. The city can afford.
The city wouldn't want to spend money on that. Do you want me to show you how big this place is?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Maybe I'm just not getting the scope.
Do you want an old photo or a new photo?
Whenever the security guard saw them. That's when I want the photo. So recently. I want post-ramp.
Well, this is what it looks like. It's like a city block.
Yeah, yeah. They can afford security cameras.
Well, I'm sure there are security cameras, but like, I don't think they'd put security cameras in the old storage rooms upstairs. You know?
Yeah.
Maybe I should look up how big it is. It's 6 stories.
Okay.
And it's 480 feet long.
Okay.
The customer service center, which opened in 2022, is 6,000 square feet.
Okay.
Just the customer service center.
Yeah.
The platform configuration is, yeah, double truck terminal.
Right. Which I went It's over. Pretty big. Okay, okay. Mm-hmm. So we have old glowing ladies. Mm-hmm. We have dancing ladies.
Yep.
1920s jazz music.
Mm-hmm.
And moving desks.
Yes.
Okay. Is this all from the same security guard?
No, it's multiple.
It's just this one guy?
No, it's multiple.
Okay, okay.
And they really see it all.
They do.
Because one was so haunted by an experience he had with one of the station's apparitions mm-hmm. that he had the urge to paint her.
Did he make the painting?
I'll tell you about it. While on shift one night, it said that the security guard was patrolling an old kitchen.
Okay.
Where the old restaurant used to be.
Right.
When he saw an old woman, he turned a corner and came face to face with her, and she just stared at him. She began floating, inching closer and closer to him when he panicked and ran out of the room. But the haunting didn't end there. Over the next few days, he dreamt of the ghostly woman he saw and would see her face in mirrors and windows as he passed them. And while he wasn't an artist, he had the urge to paint her.
It's a stick figure.
He painted her face from memory and brought the portrait to the kitchen where he encountered her.
Mm-hmm.
And it said that at one point, someone tried to remove the painting. And then they began having dreams of the old woman until they moved the painting back to where the security guard had originally left it for her.
Fuck.
It's also said that if the painting is moved, the station experiences weird electrical disruptions, including power outages that can't be explained for. Mainly that's it. Until the painting is moved back.
Right. I would love to see this painting.
Oh. I'll see if there's a photo.
Yeah, because that's pretty cool. That gave me goosey bumps. I don't get those often. It's like the plot of a movie or something.
Can't find it.
No?
No. So, yeah.
I don't actually want to Google because it might ruin your story a little.
Along with these stories, phantom footsteps are often heard on the tile floors in Waterfront Station in the early morning hours when no one else is around. And while these are often heard by security guards on duty, they've also been heard by commuters and travelers, like the first ones of the day.
Right.
Proving that while they think they're alone, there's always someone else continuing their path on the other side of the veil. In addition to this, people making their way to their SkyTrain platforms for their morning commutes often see 3 old ladies sitting on a station bench, waiting for a train that will never arrive, as they disappear when they're approached. Many people have also seen the apparition of an old railway worker outside of the station. Back in 1928, when Waterfront was still a Via railway station, a worker named Hub Clark died when he slipped on the wet tracks and was sadly run over and decapitated by an oncoming train.
Oh my God.
Yeah. The conductor either didn't see him or couldn't stop in time when they saw Hub's unconscious body on the tracks. And ever since that day in 1928, people have reported seeing a headless man holding a lantern walking along the tracks, continuing his job into the afterlife.
Jesus. Oh, that would suck. Imagine being a ghost and, like, it's like, you still got to clock in.
Yeah, and you don't have a head.
That might be the second worst part.
That's the second worst part?
Imagining the clock in every day after you, after your day, and you're doing it for free.
He likes it there.
You think?
Yeah. He's got his lantern.
That's probably what his boss said,
He's got his lantern, even though he doesn't need to see, because he doesn't have a head.
Yeah, that's a little... He's a diva. He wants other people to see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. In one article I came across titled Strange Goings On at the Waterfront Station by Greg Mansfield on ghostofvancouver.com.
Okay.
Greg recalls a visit he made to a recruiting firm that was based in Waterfront Station in 2013. So he went to this recruiting firm and he met with three employees who outlined some ghostly encounters they had while at their office.
Mm-hmm.
One employee called A, because they didn't want to share their name, had a scary experience of in July of 2013 when early one morning and alone in the office, she was changing into her work clothes after jogging to work, and also fuck everybody who jogs to work. Like, really? When I run, I get so sweaty.
You do.
People who don't sweat when they run, are you guys okay?
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't sweat when you run?
No, not really.
Are you guys not okay? Like, what's happening here? Why do I sweat so much?
I don't know.
I've always been sweaty. Anyway, now you guys know.
Yeah.
So she was changing into her work clothes when she heard a pounding. Like, you know, someone's pounding on the door, on one of the back doors that led to a hallway in the building with an elevator and various stairwells. But this is like a back hallway where the employees go.
Right.
After she heard the pounding on the door, the handle began to frantically rattle against the lock as if someone was trying to get in.
Oh.
Confused and like, what the hell? This worker made her way to the reception area and confirmed that she was alone because she thought maybe there was someone else there.
Yeah.
And she dismissed it, probably thinking someone had the wrong door in the back. And she sat at her desk to begin going over some paperwork for a new potential employee when the banging and rattling began again.
Mm-hmm.
Scared, this employee approached the door with caution and asked, "Who's there?"
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what you do.
Yep.
And the banging ended, but no one answered on the other side. Being brave but concerned, she opened the door and no one was there. She looked down the hallway, looked up the hallway.
Nothing.
No one's in the elevator. No one called the elevator. She didn't hear anything.
Huh.
She explained to Greg that she got a very panicked vibe from whatever was trying to get in, obviously, because there's pounding on the door, the handle's rattling, like, you know.
Yeah.
Like in a horror movie. But she closed the door and locked it again, and she never heard anything again.
Hmm.
Another employee recounted an icy experience she had with A. One day, while in the same month as A's door experienced, an employee named Jen and A decided to use the service elevator in the back corridor while they were on an afternoon break.
Mm.
They had their backs to the wall across from the elevator and were waiting for their doors to open when Jen felt someone stroke the back of her neck.
Oh, ew.
And the air became really cold.
Right.
Another employee of this recruiting firm named Deborah shared an experience that she had in February of 2013. Deborah and the employee A were standing inside the women's washroom together, washing their hands and talking about a personal problem when the apparition of an older woman appeared over A's shoulder. Deborah recalled that the apparition only appeared from mid-chest upward and was reaching out in almost a pleading gesture towards A. The woman then said, "I'll come back another time," and vanished into nothing.
Ew, that's creepy.
What's weird is that while Deborah was witnessing this, A was rambling on as if a spirit wasn't behind her. Because she didn't see or hear anything. Only Deborah did. And what's weirder is that A was present for all of these encounters.
Right. So, interesting.
And this person is clearly like sensitive or has some kind of psychic nature. Montana just fucking smiled like an ass.
No, she's psychic.
No, psychic nature. That doesn't mean she's psychic.
What does it mean?
Maybe I'm just saying she's sensitive to the afterlife.
This is A.
Yeah.
Because she's been here for all, or she's provoking these encounters.
She's not provoking them, but she can obviously see spirits.
But she didn't see the one that Deborah saw?
Oh. Right.
Gotcha.
Wait.
No.
but like spirits are drawn to her.
Right.
I should say.
Okay.
A fourth employee noted that they had also felt weird inside the women's washroom on the same floor of the office where Deborah saw the woman in the mirror. And this employee said that they often felt cold spots in the washroom and even experienced a force pushing against the door when she tried to enter the room, but no one was there.
Okay. Vacuum sealed door.
So the next time you're in Waterfront Station, take a minute, look around at the benches, and maybe you'll see three old ladies in vintage clothing just chatting. Maybe if you're alone, you'll hear 1920s music playing and footsteps on the tile.
Yeah.
Or maybe you'll see a headless apparition with a lit lantern wandering the tracks at night. Wherever you're going, you're sure to pass people you might not even see or hear, but you'll never be alone.
Or you will be, and nothing interesting will happen. Who knows? Let us know. viewers, let us know if you have seen ghosts.
They're not viewers, they're listeners.
Sorry, that's correct, actually. Sorry. Cut this. Listeners. Let us know if you've seen ghosts at the Waterfront Station, but more importantly, I want to hear encounters about you just experiencing an ordinary day at Waterfront Terminal. I just got on the SkyTrain.
Okay. Well,
Sarah's giving me a big glare.
I knew you wouldn't like it.
No, I do like it. This is a realist episode, is it not?
Yeah.
I can't just love everything you say.
You're supposed to.
I do love everything you say.
What did you think?
I liked it. I think I liked the history. That was cool. The painting one is super interesting.
Yeah, right.
I think that's my favorite little tale.
Yeah, that one's pretty cool.
Of this guy being so, like, that's nightmare fuel.
Right.
Yeah, that's like, of you just seeing something being like, whoa, that was creepy, and then like having repeated dreams and seeing them in the mirror.
Yeah. And then like having an urge to like paint them.
Yeah.
When you don't even do art.
Yeah. That's creepy.
Yeah, right.
I hope that's not real.
Well, apparently it is.
I hope it's not.
Well, it is. So.
Says who?
That guy.
The guy?
Yeah.
What if that guy's a psycho? I love these episodes and Sarah absolutely despises them.
I don't despise them. I just think maybe you need to have a bit of a more open mind.
I think I have a pretty large open mind. You know? Mm-hmm. I'm not a staunch denier of ghosts. That's not something that I am. And I've said this on multiple episodes. I am open to the idea, but I would need firsthand account experience to be able to verify.
You literally had a ghost grab you.
No, I did not.
You literally had someone grab you.
No.
And you're still unsure.
It was like a muscle twitch or
something. No, it wasn't.
Sarah, I should have never told you this because you're now extremely confident that whatever that was a ghost.
Yes.
I want to visually see something or have the feeling of, I either want to visually see something that I can't explain or have an overwhelming feeling of, oh, what I'm feeling right now is a presence of something beyond the veil.
Okay, well, I've had that on multiple occasions.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome for you, but I haven't, you know?
That's so, because you're too closed off.
I try to welcome ghosts all the time and you don't let me.
That's because you tell them that they can follow us home. And that's not allowed.
Well, where else am I going to see them? I spend most of my time here. So if they can come here, it's far more convenient.
Yeah, and then how are we going to get rid of them?
Ask them to go. If they came to us willingly, why can't they leave willingly?
Because not all spirits will do that.
If I asked them politely enough, hey, do you want to come over to my house to prove ghosts are real? And then they did, and I said, thank you very much, you can leave now. What would make you feel like they would just turn into assholes that second, you know?
Because they can.
Yeah, but they're not real, so...
Well, guys...
No. I mean, what? Obviously, I'm fighting an army of you, Jamie, and your listeners. Because, I mean, everyone
who... Our 20 listeners. Listen, just kidding, I love you guys.
You better cut that, because that's mean, Sarah. Yeah, I want to feel the presence of something to the point that it's undeniable. Or it doesn't even need to be undeniable. It could just be heavily likely.
Right.
And then, you know, you'll have a believer in me. But it's just that I can't take, you know, security guard A and B. I saw a pale lady, and I'm pretty sure it's a ghost, you know?
Mm.
I just, you know, if they came up to me and was like, hey, the world's going to end pretty soon, I probably wouldn't believe them. So I don't know about, you know, extraterrestrial. beyond the veil, undead kind of things. Supernatural things.
Okay.
So, next episode, me and Sarah are going to a cemetery with a Ouija board.
No, we're not.
Stay tuned.
I'm never going to buy a Ouija board. That's just craziness.
I think comment on whatever social media Ghoul Society has if you want to see me and Sarah do an episode in a cemetery with a Ouija board.
Our Instagram is Ghoul Society Pod.
Yep. And then Sarah will do it.
So email us at ghoulsocietypod@gmail.com.
Exactly.
Or you can comment on our TikTok, ghoul.societypod.
Mm-hmm. And Sarah is very susceptible to peer pressure. So if you just comment a lot, we need to see a Ouija board in the cemetery, there's a chance she might do it. So, yeah. What?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or Jamie. I'll also do one with my sister-in-law.
Yeah.
Too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if she would want to do that either.
I don't know.
Comment down below if you want me to do it alone.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's go Montana alone. I'll
solo record a podcast.
In the cemetery.
Mm-hmm. And you can hear all my thoughts while I talk to myself.
Yeah. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you, Montana, for coming on the show.
Thank you, Sarah, for having me.
You're welcome. Okay. If you have any questions, comments, critiques, or concerns, you can email us at our Gmail, of course, again, ghoulsocietypod@gmail.com. And, you know, follow us on Instagram and TikTok. And
you can also reach us by a well-trained dove, too, with a letter around the ankle.
If you know where we live.
Well, just say find them.
Yeah. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.